Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's on the radio.
And online. Check us out. Wednesday evening, there is a new episode posted.
Oh, good job.
Around 6 o'clock every Wednesday evening. I'm trying.
A Wednesday evening.
Yeah, like the same day we go on.
Yeah, that was about.
I'm getting better at this.
You'll get, whatever.
I can't play video games all the time.
I wish.
Anyway, on this show, we talk about video games if you aren't familiar with us.
Wow.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Alice.
And today we decided to slow it down a little bit and talk about some video games that are just a chill time.
Yeah, or like games that are maybe like, I would say quote-unquote comfort games. Games that don't deal in stress, even minute things. Like, for example, Animal Crossing would not be one of my stress-free, cozy games.
Really?
Because Animal Crossing, once again, I feel like that is a commitment. I have to do that consistently for X amount of times. And I don't know if I have that willpower, / it will stress me out. I think Animal Crossing for other people, sure. But I have that terrifying guilt that these computer animals will judge me for not being there for so long. And that's why I can't go back to my 3DS one. I've told you this. Like, I can't. There's no chance of me ever returning there.
The nice thing about the latest Animal Crossing, Animal Crossing New Horizons, is none of the animals have judged me for my absence, and it has been 3 months.
When did you last play it?
I'm thinking 3 months ago.
Oh, okay. Well, they're going to judge you now. No. I think that's fine. I'm sure that they've sort of, I would assume with New Horizons, definitely they have like quality tested the heck out of it just to make sure that, you know, once again, people don't feel stressed out by not playing every single day, which that was a thing for me. So it's not a stress-free game for me. Not that one.
If you just cannot invest yourself in a video game, like my bad habits of investing myself not in video games. That was some weird phrasing, sorry.
Yeah, what?
Animal Crossing is just a chill time of picking up bugs and shells and slowly paying off a house debt.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of creative options, especially in the new one, right? Like, you can design outfits and little, like, signage, like, yeah. Walkways, and then the fact that, in this Animal Crossing, there is an amount of, like, you can just sort of, like, decorate, or you can create waterfalls, or rivers, or holes, I guess. Like, I'm not sure, but you are allowed to, like, landscape, right? Terraform.
Yeah, once you get to
what's it called, yeah.
Once you get to a certain point, then, yeah, you're allowed free reign to make this island whatever you want.
Yeah, like, anything you hated on your island that you're like, I hate doing this on my island. You can just be like, well, now it's a ramp, or now it's gone. But, yeah, Animal Crossing, once again, it's not for me, because that's just not my speed. Something that would be more my speed, because I feel it doesn't pressure me into a system, is, like, Stardew Valley. Like that, and which had a big update recently, but Stardew Valley does not pressure me. Like, obviously, I think it's one of those games where you get sunk by, you're like, just one more day. I'll just do one more day. It's fine. One more day. But Stardew Valley is, like, the farm game, I think. I think at this point, when I think of a farming game, Stardew Valley is the one that I would recommend over a Harvest Moon. Just because I think Stardew Valley, it's also, like, once again, it's made by one person, which is incredible.
We're very proud of him and how he updated his desk at one point.
Yeah, and, well, how it has continually been something that is updated, right? Like, it is not a big name. And it's also not how, like, Harvest Moon also, like, they changed hands, and now it's sort of a shovelware situation, whereas I think there's a different series that is actually Harvest Moon, but they can't have the name because, you know, that's Namco Bandai, I believe?
No. It used to be Natsume, which did Tulip.
Well, they published, yeah.
Publisher, yeah.
Yeah, not, they didn't make Tulip. Okay.
But, yes, so Stardew Valley is another very nice chill time to just raise animals. You can dungeon crawl if you want.
Stardew Valley has way more, like, I think Harvest Moons are fine, but I think there's a lot more accessibility in Stardew Valley, not to mention you can mod that game if you have it, like, the PC, Mac version. And there's a lot of really good mods that, you know, if there's something in the game you hate, like fishing, because I find the fishing terrible, and I was playing it on the Switch version, and I was not having a good time compared to when I had a PC version where I had the fishing modded, because it's just kind of finicky, and I didn't enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try it on the PC when I do eventually get a PC, which is hopefully happening in the near future. Mm-hmm. Another game well worth checking out is Flower, which is pretty much your whole goal is to go and activate flowers. We've played it.
I don't like Flower.
You don't like Flower?
I think it's fine. I think there are better games by far. Like, that's why I'm like, if you want to talk about Flower, you can talk about Flower, but I don't think it's fine. I think there are better games that are more...
We had to have Flower before we could get Journey or Sky.
That doesn't mean that that doesn't mean that you couldn't recommend either of those.
I also like those. They're not high-stakes games.
Yeah, and I would recommend Journey over Flower in a heartbeat. Yeah, I just, like, that's why I'm like, if you could talk about Flower, I think it's fine, but I just think it's kind of... I think the accessibility isn't there in that kind of game, and it can get confusing and frustrating, which is why I would say it's not a comfort game, or like a cozy chill game.
I thought it was neat just because, again, there was no hit points, no enemies, and no time limit to get done what you wanted to get done, which was just going out and activating flowers, and hearing the music rise and fall as you got to other places. I enjoyed Flower when it came out. I think it's worth checking out.
Did you beat Flower?
I did. You were there.
I was there.
Yeah. It was like one of the first games I got when I got the PlayStation 4, and I had you watch me play it.
Yeah. I think I played it once again. I think there's some accessibility issues with it. I think Journey is a much better game in general. Journey is also like celebrating, I think, 9 years now.
That's amazing, and people still go back and play it because it's that cool of a game.
Journey is a good game. Like, that would be... But I would say with something like Journey or something like Flower, like, those games eventually end, right? Like, there is a start and finish, whereas something like Stardew Valley is forever. Like, I don't want to say forever, but, like, you know, there is an ending in Stardew Valley, quote-unquote, right? Like,
but you can keep going after that ending?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Like, there's a storyline plot thing, right, that you can resolve or finish, but obviously you can farm forever. Which, and I think that's fine, but we were also going to talk about Everything, right?
Everything.
I love when we talk about this game. It's a game called Everything by David O'Reilly, who he's either won or been nominated for Academy Award for short film, like short animated film. They're pretty neat. They're a little wacky. Everything is just, I think it's like a weird existential version of Katamari to an extent. Like, there are similarities, obviously not that much, but it's like you are a thing.
You start off as any number of the animals that are in this game.
Well, anything. Yeah. Yeah. You start off as something. And then you slowly sort of gain more, quote-unquote, abilities. And your abilities are to join up with more people.
Animals, by people, critters.
Well, whatever. Trees. Rocks.
And microbes, to sing and dance.
Sing and dance. And also you can, quote-unquote, reproduce. Which is a singing and dancing thing, and then another tiny one forms. And it's the Minecraft equivalent of that. But there are little, fun little swirly white shapes that you have to touch, and they give you this, I forget, do you have his name?
The Lectures of Alan Watts, who was a philosopher who studied a whole bunch of different beliefs, and...
Like, he talks about, like, metaphysical stuff and sort of, like, about the being and being you, and what it is to be you, or what it is to be, And it's, like, obviously for some people, I think this might be, like, maybe it's too much. Like, but I think it's nice, and I actively seek out those little tidbits, because they're basically just recordings of this guy going through lectures on what, on philosophy, basically, metaphysical philosophy.
He studied Eastern and Western philosophies, blends them, and explains how they were seen throughout history, and they're very cool.
Yeah, no, it's sincerely a very enjoyable game. I actually got way farther. I started playing it on the PlayStation 4, and then I played it on the PC, and I got much farther. I get quote-unquote farther. As in, I've gotten to, like, alien planets at this point.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and that was sort of a thing that I didn't realize was available. I believe there's maybe even, like, not a lot of variety in what you're looking through, but basically there's sort of, like, the stage we're at, like, size-wise, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's bigger, so that could be, like, trees. Then there will be, like, clouds. Then there will be, like, landforms. And then you can sort of move into, like, planets and then stars. And then it goes into, like, 5D, 4D space or something where it has, like, it's, like, it's weird.
Yeah, you can start looping back around if you go far enough.
Well, and then once you go through there, then you, yeah, you start into the microbes. Like, and then you can basically, there's an ability to, like, get bigger or get smaller. Sort of ascend or descend is actually the points. And it's funny because the Alan, is that his name?
Alan Watts.
He very much speaks, like, the game mechanics are somewhat related to the talking points in this. Like, there's talk of ascension, there's talk about descent, like, there's talk about becoming bigger and smaller and atoms and sort of what you mean in the grand scheme of things.
What makes you you? What makes you different from anything else in the universe?
Yeah, and it's just such, like, it's a game that obviously I think I like because I love Katamari, and that is a game where you just roll things and get bigger, and this is similar in a way. Obviously, there's a chance to get smaller, but there's a collection aspect, right? Like,
yeah,
you collect, quote-unquote, but, like, everything you find. Like, I found shoes, coins, ants. Like, I've not found humans, and I don't know if they are in this, but, like, I found lots of alien plants.
If you found shoes, one would have to think that there was humans.
True, bubblegum, like, there, I found myself in a city at one point, and I found, like, oh, yeah, I found, like, you know, like, garbage cans and trucks, which did kind of remind me of Katamari when there are places when you get to roll over trucks and industry and stuff. And that, but, yeah, it got very interesting that, like, it was a lot of places that I've never been before. Even, like, I got to go underwater.
Okay, like, yeah. I'm going to have to check this out again because I played it for a good while, and I guess maybe I just wasn't in the headspace to go and see everything.
No, you're just, I'm a pro gamer, again.
Yeah, you got the highest score and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, we can, you were talking about Katamari. We can roll into that one next. Mm.
No, yeah, I didn't allow you that. That's why I made no, nothing. Yes,
anyway, Katamari.
That's my favorite video game. At the end. No, but that is my favorite. Well, specifically, we love Katamari because I think Katamari Damacy is only not as good only because it hasn't been as fine-tuned. That's the only reason. That's because We Love Katamari was fine-tuned to perfection. But it's fine. The first one's fine, and it's also more available at this point. Like, because Katamari Reroll has come out, right?
Right.
Which is the first one. It's out for the Switch. It's out for PC.
I'm going to hope that they do re-release We Love Katamari.
I would love that. I would really appreciate it.
Because it really was. Reroll's
fine.
Yeah.
The thing, that, like, and it's just, as someone who has played both so much, it's like, this is me nitpicking. The things that We Love Katamari do better. When you hit stuff, the things that you fall off, like, won't fall off as easy. It's not as easy to lose items, which felt a little unfair in the first one. And you can change your music in the second one.
That is true.
Which is, like, I don't even... It's so funny that that is what I'm, like, those are the two defining features of why we love Katamari is ultimately better than Katamari Damacy. But I think those are just, like, little quality of life things that do make the game just that much better. I think the story is kind of, like, I enjoy it more to an extent, like...
It's a really ridiculous story.
Oh, and again, absolutely. It's about the king, and the king as a character, the king of the cosmos, is like, he's kind of a terrible person. Like, you don't want to like him or root for him. Like, he destroyed the stars and then was like to his son, like, hey, fix this for me.
I didn't do anything wrong.
And then also, he's like, every time you bring him a Katamari, he's like, he's... His expectations are ridiculously high for someone who, like, destroyed all the stars in the universe. You know what I mean?
But again, this is another very low-stakes game if you just want to go around and collect things or just to see what there is.
Yeah. I will say there can be some stress because there's time limits. For certain, but in the game, you can just choose which levels you like over and over again, and you can play the same song over and over again. And
I think that's what we're going to play as well.
Well, even if it's not as thematically appropriate for, like, because sometimes it's, like, a nice, quiet fire, like, there's one where you have to catch fireflies. Well, catch. You have to roll over fireflies to make it brighter, and it's, like, a chill, peaceful music, but then, you know, I'll put my favorite song on, which is, like, it's called Everlasting Love, and it's just very pumpy and bright, and, yeah. Obviously it's, I am allowed to do that, but yeah, I kind of think in reroll it allows you to change your music, but obviously in the original that wasn't allowed.
My favorite was always starting from like the very tiny items and working your way up to bigger and bigger. I think it was one of the later, levels.
Like the longest one?
Yeah. Like
there's
10
one
minutes.
That's 12 minutes. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Once again, I've played this game so much.
I know, Megan. You have.
So I know exactly which level you're talking about because it is 12 minutes because it's the longest level in the game. So, like, obviously at a certain point, you know, you can just sort of almost lounge, right? You can just sort of roll. Obviously, your dad will get mad at you if you, like, mess up. Like, in certain ones, you have to be, you're set on fire. Your Katamari is set on fire, not you. You play as the Prince of the Cosmos. You guys, they're both aliens. Like, to my knowledge, I believe they are aliens. They're not real people. The Prince himself is, like he's an inch tall. Like,
he's just a little guy.
Very small. But the King of Cosmos is, like, you know, he's the size of a planet sort of thing. Or he's, like, he's very big. But yeah, so he gets to, and he can be a little mean, in certain, once again, there's one where you're on fire, but your Katamari's on fire, and there are water hazards, basically, and if you hit the water, the level will end, and your dad will shoot lasers at you. Obviously, he doesn't kill you, and he's like, try again, or you can quit and change the level, but it can be, like, very intimidated.
Same with, like, cow and bear.
Yeah, exactly. The Katamari is a lot of weird ones. Like, yeah, there's one very specific level where you can only, or the level will stop immediately if you hit anything that looks like a cow or a bear. And this includes things that have cow print, which is, and like wooden bears or teddy bears. But very specifically, if you get big enough, there is a cow bear. It's half cow, half bear. That you can roll up.
I've never seen this mythical thing.
Oh, you've never seen the cow bear?
I've never seen the cow bear.
Oh, yeah. No, that's literally why. Like, that's the whole point. But it's just, you know, it's obviously very frustrating because the king sees, you know, a pylon with cow print on it. And he's like, oh, you found a cow. Good job, son. And you're like, no, please. I just want it to get bigger. And that one, it can be difficult because you are trying to... avoid. There are also just cows and bears as well, and obviously if you get a cow or a bear, or like there's a guy in a cow outfit or
and
bear outfit,
yeah.
Yeah, they all count. Why wouldn't they? But that's, yeah, I love that game. It's very enjoyable. I think my favorite one is probably the underwater one. The flower one I enjoy as well too, because you're just picking up flowers. Also the candy one, like the one with all the... It's good.
No, you like the whole game.
No, those are three specific ones, and they're like specifically like it's ocean candy, and the other one I now I'm blanking on it. It's gone now from my brain space. I don't like that one, apparently.
You don't like that one?
Well, once again, they usually, the levels usually revolve around maybe you're picking up something particular. Like, one, there's a dog who wants friends, and you go to a zoo and roll up a bunch of animals for him. Like, which is kind of, you know, but, you know, you're helping a dog. That's the most important part of the video game.
It truly is.
Yeah.
The most important part.
Yeah. It once again, I like that one. It also is, it has great music. Like, most of the songs I love. Even though, once again, once I have the choice to choose a song I love, I will just play that one.
So, unfortunately, We Love Katamari is only on the PlayStation 2.
Yep.
But we're going to hold our fingers crossed for that one, because it is another one of our list of extremely, well, not chill games.
Yeah. It's chill. Music is great. I would say, once again, the first one is good as well. It is very enjoyable. It's visually beautiful. Like, they're good-looking games. They're cute.
And yeah, the good next music. Yeah. The next chill game that is going to be coming out is Pokemon Snap, and I'm so stoked lay back and play a low-stakes Pokemon.
It will definitely be, which is nice. It will be an absolutely low-stakes Pokemon where, the world isn't coming to an end because a Pokemon roared or something.
Yeah, and
I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong.
Or like Team Rocket or Team Evil Team, you know?
Yeah,
like,
well,
every Pokemon game has an evil team. We know this. The Team Rocket stand-ins. They were the original, but now we can't have them every game, I guess.
Why not?
I don't know.
Team Rocket had a good style going for them.
I think they could just update, and they started to update them as well, and then they dumped them for other, like, Team Magma, or, like, I forget.
And they came back as Team Rainbow Rocket eventually.
Yeah, bring that back.
Yeah. And then you had always been telling me about this Mac game that you would just go around and click various things, and it was black and white. You tried to show me on your PC.
Oh, Cosmic Osmo / Spelunks. Not Spelunky, to be confused. Yeah, these are interesting games because they were the precursors to Myst. Like, this company went on to make Myst. I forget what that's called. Oh, Cosmic Osmo and the Holy Mackerel is what it's called. And it's too bad. Yeah, we tried to play it, but we put it on the TV, which was a bad idea because this game was made for, like, a Macintosh screen of, like, I don't know, 6 inches wide. Like, about that.
It did not translate well.
No, but it basically is just a game where you click stuff. It's almost like, in some ways, it could be, like, almost like a PowerPoint presentation, right? At this point with the technology that was, but it's... It had a lot to it. Things would talk to you. There wasn't really a story. It was just you're wandering through the universe and looking at stuff. And funny things happen or weird things happen. And you're like, oh, that's cool. And then you go look at something else. That was about it.
And I think the last one I want to end off on, you've been playing this one a lot lately too. Viscera Cleanup Detail.
Oh yeah, that is a chill game. Viscera Cleanup Detail is, like, the game that is after all of, like, the shooting and, like, your war game or your alien shooty space game or your sci-fi game. And you play as the guys who goes clean up all the bodies and all the bullets and all this, like, basically
the
that's
viscera.
Your job. Yeah. And it's just very, it's very chill, like... it can be very funny. Like, the fun thing about that game is there's a lot of little references to, like, horror, sci-fi, right? There's a lot of nods to whatever. There's even, like, a Santa Claus level. Oh, there was one that was, inspired by Austin Powers level.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's one that's just, like, a bunch of horror, like, just, you know, like, things from Evil Dead, things from, I don't know, Friday the 13th. Like, just a bunch of... stuff. So
it's literally a game that if you like to clean,
it's funny. Like, even if you don't like to clean, I think you might like it. There's a lot of, like, there is reading and sort of like stories and lore behind it, which is nice. Like, there's some flavor text if you want to know what happened, and it's usually pretty interesting. Like, there's like Terminator, Alien, like there's a lot of reference stuff in this. Like, and obviously it's not actually that, but it's like very close.
Yeah.
So it's quite cute. Yeah.
All right, that's everything we got for you for this week, and those are a good few games that if you just want to sit back, relax, and chill.
Let your brain go.
Just let your brain go. Waste some hours.
Yeah, wash some blood off the floor.
All right, everybody, keep changing.
Bye.
I can make a song for old fulfilled love. I can sing a song for you and me. I can make a song for old fulfilled love.